Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Neural Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Neural Toyota, our title sponsor. Thank you so much for your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please reintroduce yourself to the people at home?
Hello, people of Fort McMurray. My name is Brandon Jesso. It's good to be back again. And as you can see, we got back from our provincials.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, we won 2 gold Olympic gold medals.
There you go. Congratulations. That's a big deal.
It was.
So tell me about your experience. Let's hear it from, I want to know about how the road trip went. I want to know about the competitions. I want all the details.
Okay. So the road trip on the way down there was very beautiful. Like, it was actually super sunny the whole way down. So.
Okay.
It was very smooth. But we were all just looking forward to getting into our hotel, settle in by the time we got there.
Right, of course.
And then it was unique and interesting because we got letters. It was a school that did a project, and we got a letter, handwritten a letter from young kids, and that felt inspiring. Mm-hmm. And, like, when we got there, when we got to the main venue that first night, it was unique. I mean, I met all sorts of people. There was a lot of people from Calgary, from Edmonton, all over the province.
Right.
So it was a very unique experience. And then the one thing I remember that night was that out of the blue, we got to meet the mascot for the Edmonton Elks and the mascot for the NHL Oilers.
Very cool.
Which was a surprise that none of the personnel even knew about. They just showed up. And then the opening ceremony that night was very cool. Like, we were, so Wood Buffalo, we were the last team that got called into the parade.
Okay.
So they did save the best for last.
Right. Okay.
The time and effort that they put into it was just very, very cool and very unique. I mean, they had, like, the presenter was for, they had CTV's Josh Clossum doing the opening ceremonies.
Wow.
And then they had Terrell Edwards who was on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno do the opening ceremonies.
Wow.
And I think the Aboriginal people, I actually forget her name, but, like, she did a good job of presenting, and, like, they had the dancers.
Yeah.
Like, the drummers, those were actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
But overall, that night was experiencing, and then was very experiencing, very awesome. And then our first day. So we had our bowling, team bowling in the afternoon, and the one thing I will always remember was how supportive that coach was from Brooks, because we would bowl one lane and then we would swap,
right,
and he was just high fiving everyone, and that was a very phenomenal one, and I remember. At one point, it did get to me after a while, the pressure.
Okay.
But we stuck through it to the end.
Right.
And the way to get in between where the floor hockey team met in our hotel was very cool, because we actually rode one of those charter buses, and it was one of those double-decker buses.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, it was a unique experience.
No doubt.
Yep. And then I remember the second night there after our first game, after first games, we were actually sitting down in the table, and they were handing out medals for the team medals. So we did team placement. The first games was for a team where they combined our points as a team. And then the second day was for individuals. But the first day, I will never forget this moment, because we were the very first team called for Olympic gold medal. And we were just looking around at each other. It was like, what were we supposed to do? Because, like, it was not, like, it was, like, more like a moment of complete shock.
Okay, okay.
Like, we were shocked.
Right.
And then it just started settling in. Because, like, we got called up and we got handed our first gold medal.
Yeah.
And that was a surreal feeling. That, like, that was a feeling that's unexplainable how awesome it felt.
Right.
And then the dinner that night was pretty cool. We had a glow-in-the-dark themed dance, which was very cool. And we were actually waiting at our table for so long. So they had a magician there. I forget the guy's name, but he was the main magician that they had for the Vancouver Winter Olympics in 2010.
Okay.
And he had a magic, showed us a magic trick. And, like, he had these foam little balls. He had my friend Dallas, squeeze them so hard. And I remember filming them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he had the other ball in his hand, one ball in the hand, and it just disappeared. Like, it disappeared out of our natural eyesight and from the camera. And it was so cool.
Yeah.
And, it was overall a very exciting night.
Yeah.
And even the floor hockey members got in on the moment. And then the second day for me, we got up early in the morning. We had our game at 7 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
And this time it was individual. And I remember when I was bowling, there was a point we got nervous, but my friend Dallas helped me. She got me a courage and hot, and you know what? Mm-hmm. I did my Brock Conf A game because I just felt like it threw me back to bowling at home at the alley.
Right.
So I felt very comfortable. It was very relaxing. I didn't get a turkey during the bowling games, but I almost did. I got a double.
What?
But the whole experience was just very unique. I mean, they were busy days, but they went by so fast.
No doubt.
And we had we finished our bowling game. So it was like 3 hours. So I was in, for singles division, I was in the second division, which is one step higher out of one, because there was 10 divisions overall.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in division two, and Dallas and Guy and Nancy and Chris were in division one.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up scoring individual 400 points that day out of three games.
Wow.
And I didn't find out till later that day that I ended up winning the second. I was in the second division for men. I won the gold medal for that. So I ended up taking home two gold medals.
Yeah.
And which is awesome. The food was good. Like I liked the food that they had. They had a awful lot of preparation.
Yeah. What was it? What'd you eat? We talking about burgers? We talking about chicken?
We had all sorts of. We had I remember some chicken. I remember there was even some lasagna.
Oh.
All nice. Different sorts, like lasagna, and potatoes. They had for breakfast. We had the at the hotel, we had the yogurt cups were pretty good. The yogurt cups were really good, and so was the eggs.
Yeah.
Nice. All sorts of good stuff, right?
Me and Tanner are big on food, so and as an athlete, you got to eat the right food to perform at your peak.
Yes, exactly, because it's the right type of food that gives you the right form of energy and nutrition.
There we go. Now, on that note, we do need to throw to an ad, though. So we're going to throw it to Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Definitely appreciate your ongoing support. Now, I've got a question for you, and you kind of touched on it a little bit earlier. When you're in these competitions, nerves kick in. You might get a little bit anxious. How do you focus and get past that?
Well, the important thing to focus to get past that obstacle is to actually is to take deep breaths, but to not think, because when you're stressed out like that, you're overthinking, your mind's everywhere, and it'll affect the ability of how you perform.
Facts.
So it's important to think to make you feel that you're make yourself at home. So by taking any meds that you would take to calm down,
yes,
just do those,
yes,
and then always make sure that you're in the right place. Make sure it feels like you're home, because even in the singles games, they kept us, our team, together, because you perform better with the people you're around with comfortable, like because you know how they perform and you relate really well. Mm-hmm. Almost like you just like pass things back and forth like a paper airplane.
That's right.
So it's important to think that it's important to just really just focus, eradicate all the distractions.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it comes at the moment, it really should be you and the ball with the pins.
Right.
Just you, the ball, the pins, nothing else. And it can be nerve-wracking because you see all these other players who've been experienced and been doing that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We did so good just to get to provincials within like half a year, and we have not been in provincials in over 15 years.
Wow.
So it was a comeback. And now the interest, in fact, is that we are doing so good that me, Dallas, Nancy, and Guy have been selected to go to Nationals in Calgary next year.
Wow, congratulations, guys. That's huge.
And that is very huge, and in within a short amount of time, because normally, the way it goes, it would take like a few years. Mm-hmm. But the fact that we qualified for Nationals is different.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah.
Very cool. So I've got one more question before we cut you loose, because we got a bunch of different athletes to chat with. Did you have a chance to engage with athletes from outside of the Wood Buffalo community?
Yes, I did. Yes. I actually was interacting with some people that were from Drumheller, and they were a very unique bunch, amazing group of people.
Yeah,
I interact with several people. I mean, a lot of people sometimes had the question, was like, where's Wood Buffalo?
That's right.
Because we included the municipality's name instead of Fort Max.
That's right. Okay, cool. So,
yeah, it was very interesting getting to know, meet a lot of new people, connect with them.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. Well, listen, that's the end of the show. You're a natural. This is easy to talk to you. Congratulations on those medals. But as you know, because you've been here before, it's the end of the show, so you get a shameless shout-out or plug, so you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I will get just give a shout out to my family, my mom and my dad, for and my sister for supporting me and giving me the courage. I will just give a shout out to to you guys, the ones that are behind you, the behind the camera. And I'll give a shout out to Katie again, just to make her all flustered the next time she watches us.
There we go. I love it. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. I hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.